Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on the Community, and happy weekend to you. I'm Frank Rush, being joined today with Kim Doty and Melissa Doty, the mother and daughter team of the Terre Haute Women's Club. How you doing?
I'm good. Great. How are you?
So is it required that mothers and daughters actually belong to the club? Is that how you do it? When the mother joins and then the daughter has to join in order to keep it all going, right?
It's not a have to.
It feels that way, but no, that's not how I...
It worked out well. She saw what I did, and I'd taken them several times to the shoe bus to help me load it, and actually she fell in love with doing it, so I had her jump on board.
For folks who aren't familiar with the Terre Haute Women's Club, okay, we know the name now, but exactly what is it you do? And, well, where did you start? I mean, the club's been around for a while, right?
Actually started back in 1971.
Wow.
And we go weekly to the Vigo County schools with references from the health assistants and SHU, Children in Need.
Okay. Now, you guys, you said you started in 71, but it was it always to do the shoe thing, or was this, I mean, you kind of started more as like they all do, like kind of like a social club back then,
It started like that, and then they wanted a project, and that's what they decided to take on. We had a lot of teachers that were in our club, and they saw the need there, and that's where it took off.
And you've got a fair amount of members, too. I mean, this isn't just like there's only like two or three of you.
No, I think we're up to like 43 active members with several provisionals, and inactive members also.
So, yes, there's a lot of people over the years, and folks can come on. I don't know, what's the, you have to be at least, what, 18?
21, yeah. Actually.
21? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So, and Kim, you've been how long now?
With the group? Boy, I've been in, I hate to even say this, but over 30 years, that's scary.
So you weren't one of the founding members.
I wasn't a founding member, but it feels like it some days.
Yeah, and of course, like I said, we'll get to the shoe bus thing here in a minute, but you guys have done, I mean, you do lots of things throughout the community besides shoe bus, too. I mean, you're your typical good social group where you try to go around and help other people out, right?
That's right, and we have to have fundraisers to do that. So, you know, we have a fundraiser or two throughout the year to get shoes. We shoe all those children. Like last year, it was close to 1,200 pairs of shoes we gave away,
wow.
And we also give them two pairs of socks when we do that. So we've got to come up with the money for the socks and the shoes.
Melissa, how did you actually decide you wanted to, besides the fact that your mom coerced you into this, how did you wind up wanting to get involved in this?
Yeah, I actually had moved back to town, and I really wanted to get involved in something that was true and dear to my heart. And I'd watched my mom do it, and I'd watched her friends do it, and I actually attended the fundraisers. And just being on the shoe bus and seeing the children's reactions when they're getting new shoes is just a great experience. And you know that you are making an impact in their lives and their future.
You know, this is kind of a project that I think a lot of people maybe don't quite understand the need involved here. And talk to us about that a little bit. I mean, we mentioned you had 1,200 pairs of shoes last year alone, which is pretty big. But I mean, but that's huge when you think about it.
Yes, it is. The poverty levels in our town are very extreme, and people do not understand that. We are getting requests for a lot of kids during the week, and we're trying to keep up as much as we can, but we do need that money to purchase those shoes so we can keep up. But
early on in the year, in the fall, when kids go back to school, not so much, because the weather's still pretty fair. But as we start getting more into the winter weather months, is where, okay, obviously the flip-flops aren't going to cut it anymore.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this gets to be a problem, and also a certain amount of urgency that you guys have to really kind of kick it up a notch when we get into the fall months and get ready for winter, right?
Yes.
And where do you get the referrals from?
The school nurses actually make the referrals, and they contact us for their students that they've recognized.
Yeah. And so now I know, Kim, that privacy is kind of a big thing because, I mean, you want to help the kids out, but you also don't want to embarrass them either.
That's right.
You know? So you guys kind of, you kind of have a little process you go through.
We do. Our bus is unmarked. And so when it comes up, we, pull into an area where you really can't be seen from the school.
Yeah.
So the kids are escorted out. Sometimes one of our we always have two people on the bus. So one of them always goes in and gets two kids at a time. And sometimes they're escorted out by the volunteer police that are there, right, and or a teacher that brings out the students. So, and like this week, the schedule, we have like 45 children we've shooed in the morning and 45 we've shooed in the afternoon. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a few. And you guys are actually, it really is kind of like a shoe store on wheels.
It is.
Yeah.
I think people are surprised when they take a look inside. We will be in the Christmas parade that's coming up downtown. And it's always interesting for them to see our shoe bus inside. So
I know that it used to be, and I imagine it still is, if folks want to actually go to your website, they can, and your Facebook page, they can find pictures
they
there
can.
Of the bus itself and actually what it's like inside,
yes,
too, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, of course, when you put 1,200 pairs of shoes out there, well,
yes,
they got to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Fundraisers are cool, but you know, it sure helps when you get some help from some of the local providers,
right,
out,
yes,
there, and discounts are really great.
Yes, yes.
So you do get a little help locally too.
Yes,
right?
We get donations, and Academy Sports Academy donates quite a bit of shoes. And last year, they even brought in people from corporate, and they did a tour of our, like, they got on the bus and wanted to see our bus in action,
yeah,
where their shoes were going. So they actually viewed that and gave us a great deal on shoes.
You know, one of the things too about it, for a long time, you guys didn't have the bus. You kind of were doing these projects. You kind of did out of your own, you know, minivan.
Vehicles, yeah, exactly.
You know, and that made things a little bit tougher, but this is kind of neat. However, though, when we talk about fundraisers, it's great that you get the shoes for the kids and the socks and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm, but the bus makes it easy, but the bus isn't cheap.
You're right.
The bus requires its own shoes.
That's
as in tires.
That's right.
And gas and all that kind of stuff.
Service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to kind of support that as well.
Yes, we do. We do that at the beginning of the year. Down to wiper blades, to oil changes, to
and
checking
let's not
tires.
And forget insurance and plates.
We're
also familiar with that.
Yes.
So that's not cheap.
Yes.
You know, and let's face it, you put miles on it all the time, so you got to do the regular maintenance,
yes,
all that kind of stuff.
And we've gone through, I think this is our third bus that we've gone through.
Really?
Yes. And the nice part about having Rose Hallman in town is that they kind of help design the inside of it. So,
oh, that's cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So let's talk to you about the fact that obviously you go around in all these different schools. Let's talk about what you... Because we don't actually take pictures of the kids and put them on our website and that kind of stuff.
Nope.
It's all that privacy thing. But the kids' reaction
is
something kind of neat. So, I mean, and I know you've both been out to this. So tell us a little about some of the reactions you get.
I will say, you know, they come on. Some of them, it's the middle of winter, may have flip-flops. And they can't participate even in the gym class because they don't have tennis shoes. That's why we end up doing athletic shoes on the bus, because they're good for everything.
Yeah.
We get
for radio DJs too. They work
exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Comfort is key.
That's right.
But a lot of the kids will jump off the bus, run faster, jump higher. I mean, they're saying thank you as they run off. We did have a former shoe bus recipient came into one of our fundraisers and said, if it wasn't for you, my dad could not have done this. He was a sole parent with three children, and without the help of the shoe bus, they just wouldn't have survived. And she's done very well for herself and been wonderful, but she was very appreciative of what we had done for her as a child.
And Melissa, one of the things too about the shoes, it's neat, but let's face it, shoes, no socks, that didn't work. So you guys actually go the full route. You help out with the socks too, right?
Yes. So every child gets two pairs of socks, and we've actually had a couple businesses in the community do fundraisers on their own where everyone brings in a couple socks and then they donate those to us. Mm-hmm. Now those are easier to get and cheaper than the shoes.
Now, this year, one of the big, before you've always had a big fundraising event, but things aren't working out to where you can do that this year. I mean, for a while we did what? The
Evening of Art and Wine.
Right. It was big and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, huge. Yeah. You know, we had up to 1,000 members or tickets sold for that. But with Holman Center being under renovation, our contract, I know, for the next 2 years is non-existent. So we've tried to come up with something quick.
And actually, I will say this. So the Evening of Art and Wine, two things there. One, yes, it was a great fundraiser for you guys. Mm-hmm. But also, too, it was kind of a neat way for a lot of artists.
Oh, yeah.
Both near and far.
Yes.
To show some pretty cool work that normally you wouldn't see around here.
No.
You know?
No.
So it's a way for them to kind of be noticed,
yep,
too.
That started out as just local artists and then went area and then went even larger. So, yeah, you're right with that.
So it was a big fundraiser, but we can't do that this year. Holman Center is kind of out of commission, at least for the while. So we have substituted this year with something new, equally as fun, but on a little bit smaller scale. So we're kind of doing, several different smaller events to kind of make up for the one great big one, which maybe, I don't know, maybe this will work out a little bit better because not everybody could make it to the one event before. So now we're the couple of different ones.
True.
Well, now there's a couple of different chances.
True.
So what's the main one coming up here soon?
The main one coming up is called Brews for Shoes. It's November 17th at 6 p.m. at the Red Barn. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on Eventbrite. And there's only 152 seats available. And
Red Barn's neat, but it's not huge.
So we're limited that way.
Yeah.
And then we'll have another event in May 4th. It will be a wine pairing dinner, and we will have some art there as well. So we're trying to still keep the aspect of artist. Yeah. And just not as extensive.
Okay. So we're pairing different beers. Now, are these like microbreweries that are coming?
Yeah, so they're we've partnered with Zinc Distributing, and they are donating all the beer for the event. And they've picked a couple local breweries and then some other ones throughout the United States.
For folks who don't know, Zinc was the one that took over Deaver, recently purchased that, and they're really getting involved with the community. Mm-hmm. Just like Deaver is always a big part of the community, now they're doing that as well. So they're really kind of coming to the front here to help out.
Yep, and we do appreciate that. And they are also donating all the beer for the cash bar as well.
But we like that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of neat. Because everybody likes free beer. So Now that's free beer for you guys. However, when you're there, it's not free. But then again, it's a fundraiser too. So, you know. And like you said, the microbreweries and stuff. So you get a chance to really try something. Not that there's anything wrong with the normal, regular commercial beers. But you get to try something special.
Yeah, that's what makes this.
And you're paired it up with different foods too, right?
So all the food is being prepared by the Butler's Pantry chef, Chris Kraut.
Which is really good.
Yes. And it's going to be fantastically paired with those beers.
Yeah, which, quite honestly, I think most anything would go with their food out there. It's pretty good. So, okay, the event is when?
It is November 17th at the Red Barn, and the doors open at 6 p.m.
And don't wait till that day to get your tickets.
They're
all going to be gone.
Yep. So once the tickets are sold out, they're sold out. You cannot purchase any at the door when you show up.
No. So you're out of luck.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be out of luck. You actually want to be there for this. However, we will say that if you dilly-dally around and you don't get your ticket, contributions will be accepted.
Yes.
Feel free to drop off cash or write a check.
exactly.
Even if you can't go, but you like the cause and you like what it's going for, by all means, you guys take donations all the time.
We do.
So, you know, so that's fine too. So, okay. So Red Barn's where you need to be again. When?
November 17th at 6 p.m.
Brews for Shoes. It's actually going to be a lot of fun. It sounds like a very good time. Mm-hmm. Tarot Women's Club. And this year you said what? You've already done, was it this year you said you've done 1,200 already? And this?
No,
you did last year?
I'm up to about 350 now. But yeah, last year we did 1,200. Yeah.
Okay. So, and like you said, the schools refer the kids to you. But the local sponsors, like you said, Academy Sports, they kind of help kick in on the shoes. Mm-hmm. So that's good too. So, okay, Tarot Women's Club. Now again, folks can find you. You're on all the web and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, we're on the web. We're on Facebook,
Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter. There we go.
Oh, there you go. I think you've got all the bases covered there. Yeah, so folks need to check it out. Tarrant Women's Club. Bruce for Shoes, the big fundraiser for the Shoe Bus. And, of course, if you can't make it to that event, just follow them on Facebook and also on the web to find out the next events that they've got coming. You said you got another one coming up in May, so we'll keep your eyes out for that. And, of course, you know, Shoes for Kids, it's a great idea. And if you can't make it to this event, but you'd like to help out anyway, like we said, by all means, feel free. Get your checkbook out, get your credit card out, get your check, your cash out, and just make a donation and help out. So that'll work too. Kim Doty and Melissa Doty, the mother-daughter team from the Terre Haute Women's Club, thanks for being with us today, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.